Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about a very interesting aspect of the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the program today. We've been talking a lot about the various different aspects and the various different aspects within the various different aspects of Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, you might think, well, what kind of a statement is this when we say the various different aspects within the various different aspects of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Well, there's a very beautiful tradition and statement from Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Commander of the Faithful, peace and blessings and salutations be upon him, where he talks about how he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi has taught me a certain number of sciences or a certain types of knowledge, or, you know, these books, if you will. And then he says that I've taken out, you know, thousands of chapters from each one of these books, for example. You know, so what I'm trying to say is that even Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said that he is taking out various different aspects from the various different aspects that the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, and his holy household taught him. So we're kind of, you know, we've been doing this for quite some time now, mashallah. May Allah accept all of our efforts, you know, our speaking and your listening, of course, your listening being just as important as our speaking. One of the things that we wanted to talk about was this idea of Imam Ali alayhi salam, how within his universal persona, we see that His Eminence really cared for people. This is something that's really interesting. It is something that's very beautiful, and of course is something that not only is very seldomly spoken about, but is very seldomly understood, even though it is such a natural and intrinsic part of Imam Ali alayhi salam's life. And so that's the idea of caring for people. Now, of course, he's the divinely appointed Imam. He is the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. He is also the divinely appointed Imam, alayhi salam. And all of these aspects, or all of these aspects of the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it revolves around guiding people and caring for people. And so, unlike, you know, many of the leaders of the present day, or many of the pseudo-religious or spiritual leaders, political leaders, so social leaders, community leaders, influencers, for example, on social media, they don't care for people, you know. They're not living on the ground in the reality with the people, you know. They're not in the people's lives, in the people's society, in the people's communities. They are removed from the people. But Imam Ali alayhi salam was very intricately and intimately involved with the people in their lives, helping them, caring for them, you know, guiding them, holding their hand through these difficult times, and, you know, and giving food to the poor. I mean, can there be any more physical, practical thing that can be done as a manifestation for caring for people? And us being the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we too, of course, we need to care for people. We need to find people out there that need our help. And even those people that are like our immediate family members that might not, you know, need our help, but they too deserve and need our care. A comprehensive lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: إذا حييت بتحية فحي بأحسن منها، وإذا أسديت إليك يد فكافئها بما يربي عليها، والفضل مع ذلك للبادئ.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "If you are met with a greeting, give better greetings in return. If a hand of help is extended to you, do a better favor in return, although the credit would remain with the one who was first."
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Surah An-Nisa, Allah shatters this myth of treating all the Sahaba equally. No. لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدين في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those mu'mineen who sit down without an excuse and keep away from jihad, they are not equal to those mu'mineen who go for jihad. So the mujahideen are, you know, of a higher level and status than those who are qa'ideen, who are just sitting. فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينِ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَانْفُسِهِمْ عَلَى الْقَائِدِينَ. Allah continues in that ayat. Allah has excelled, elevated the status of those who are mujahideen over those who are qa'ideen. Qa'ideen means those who sit, don't go for jihad. And then he ends again, وَفَضَّلَ اللَّهُ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ عَلَى الْقَائِدِينَ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has excelled the mujahideen over the qa'ideen in a very great manner. And so even on the level of jihad, is there anyone in history of the Sahaba who can even come close to Ali ibn Abi Talib? You know, the zirah of Ali, the armor of Ali, was only from the front side. His back was exposed because he never turned his back to the enemy and run away. And so nobody can even come close to Ali when it comes to the issue of jihad. So you have ilm there, you have jihad there. And the ayat on this issue, Surah Sajda, Surah number 32, ayat 18. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَبُونَ. A person who is a mu'min compared to a sahabi who is a fasiq, Walid ibn Mughira. And the mu'min here is Ali ibn Abi Talib. Go and read the tafasir of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that sahabi who is a mu'min and a sahabi who is fasiq, لا يستوون. They are not on the same level. Don't tell me that we have to treat, you know, Ali with all the sahaba equally. No. Ali is actually the mizan and the measure of the iman of the rest of the sahaba.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائك بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.